You got to be sick, insane, and out of your damn mind. And we're not worried about your racism. We uptight over your insanity level. We saying we tired of these insults. Angela Davis is in jail tonight. And I don't believe Angela's in jail because she black. Hell, check the records. Anytime anybody buck this sick, degenerate system, they won't only put him in jail, they'll kill him too. If you don't believe that, ask John Brown. And he was white as snow. The insulting thing about the Angela Davis case is the United States of America have invited 11 white Russians to come to America to sit in on the Angela Davis trial, but didn't invite no black folks. Dig that insanity level. 11 white funky Russians that don't give a damn about you white folks in America or your former government, they get an invitation to come to America and sit in on the Angela Davis trial. And you know what's so sad about that? If those 11 white Russians decide to take you up on the offer and came to America for the Angela Davis trial, they would not be searched every morning as they entered the courtroom like they would search me. I would never say that my ethics is any higher than the highest, most ethical human being walking the face of this earth today. But I tell you this, my ethics is as high as the highest, most ethical human being walking the face of this earth today. And out of all the people on the face of this earth that might bear searching, I damn sure ain't one of them. Now, Angela Davis is in jail under California state law that says if you are involved in any shape, form, or fashion in a crime, you do not have to be on the scene of that crime while it's being committed. You can be indicted, prosecuted for the same crime. Now, I do not have enough knowledge in law to know if this California state law could be upheld in the Supreme Court. But I do have enough universal intelligence to know that Sirhan in the state of California was apprehended, indicted, and prosecuted and convicted for the assassination murder of Bobby Kennedy in the state of California. And in the process of the Sirhan trial, it was brought out one day in open court that there was three other people involved with that gun that Sirhan used to kill Bobby Kennedy with. But to this day, no one else in this state of California have been indicted but Sirhan. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about these insults. Do you know every black community in America today, the police patrols our neighborhoods with double-barrel shotguns? Listen to me good, baby. Do you realize double-barrel shotguns was outlawed in the Geneva Convention as a weapon of war because they was deemed too inhumane? Do you realize a weapon that you would never be permitted to use on the front line of battle towards your most vicious enemy is a legal weapon in the black community? Now, we're not saying get the double-barrel shotguns out the neighborhood. We're saying we're tired of these insults. We're tired of white folks telling us, have respect for your local police. The hell I'm gonna respect the man that's gonna use a weapon on me that's been deemed unfit to use in war by the Geneva Convention? You got to be out of your mind. And so we're saying we're tired of these insults. We're tired of the insults of civil rights legislation. You think civil rights bills is any good? Take them home, give them to your mama. That's right. Hell, a civil rights bill ain't nothing but an insult. White folks in America are going to get your rights under the United States Constitution, and I'm going to get my rights under the civil rights bill. Hell, that's racial segregation. Y'all making progress. Progress, hell. Well, give me my rights under no installment plan. You
See, all them civil rights bills mean to me is for 100 years a man's changed my dollar for 32 cents. Now today he give me 64 cents. But the problem is I can count now. And I do not want 64 cents change for a dollar. I'm going to stop the cheat, and I'm going to get me a full dollar's change for a dollar, or I'm going to do everything I can to see to it that this cash register will never, ever, ever ring again. This is what we're talking about. And when you read them civil rights bills, they get even more insulting. Yeah, read that 1964 public accommodations bill that the Senate and Congress passed. It says I have a right to sleep in any hotel. Say I have a right to sleep in any motel. Say I have a right to eat in any restaurant. But when it comes to bars and taverns, I'm not included. Now, why do you think the 1964 public accommodations bill didn't include black folks under bars and taverns? You think it's because the senators and congressmen knew how bad alcohol was on the human body and they loved black folks so much they didn't want us getting involved? I tell you why that 1964 civil rights bill didn't include black folks when it came to bars and taverns, because that white lady going in bars and taverns. Do you know there's enough sick white mentality in this country that's sick enough to believe at any time that white woman get two shots of alcohol in her belly, she wants to give me her body? And we say to you in America, since that white woman seems to be your hang-up, why in the hell didn't you pass a law to keep her out them bars and taverns and leave me alone? That's what we're talking about. We're saying we're tired of these insults. Now we got a lot of white folks come to us in America talking about what y'all want us to call y'all. A Negro, colored, or black. You call us anything you want to call us. We just saying it's safer to use the word black. And we don't mean to put no white folks in no imposition or nothing like that. But we've looked around you white folks in America, and we notice y'all have little tag names y'all call one another for identification. And if you take that tag name, you can usually stretch it all the way into a piece of land. German. Germany. Ain't that clever? Italian. Italy. Irishman. Ireland. Ain't that hip? Negro. Negro takes me back to a sharecropper's shack. And so we